Welcome to Teachers Make the Leap, a show that empowers educators to build online businesses they love and revolutionize the way work shows up in their lives. I'm your host, Kristen.
And I'm your host, Hillary. We're two former teachers who have successfully made the leap from classroom to entrepreneurship. If you dream of finally leaving teaching to be able to make your own schedule and increase your earning potential, join us each week as we explore real ways to get there through online business. Welcome to this episode of the Teachers Make the Leap podcast. So in this episode, Kristen and I are going to tackle actually two questions that we got from listeners, but they're somewhat related. So we decided instead of, you know, tackling these questions separately, let's just address them here in this one conversation. And I think it'll end up being really helpful. So the two questions that we got are, what if I don't know what kind of business I want to start? So in an earlier episode, we had the question, I have too many business ideas. This is kind of the flip side of that coin. Like, I have no idea what kind of business I want to start. The second question is something that Kristen and I have kind of started talking about. We've started talking about this idea of taking one of your classroom skills and turning that into a six-figure business. And so someone asked us, can you explain that a little bit more? What is a six-figure classroom skill? What does that look like? And so Kristen and I have really identified four classroom skills that a lot of teachers have that lend themselves really well to different types of online businesses. Now, there are surely more, but these are the four that Kristen and I have really honed in on. And so we would love to talk about those today, in particular for people who are like, I love the idea of working for myself, but I have no idea what kind of business I would be good at and that I would enjoy doing. So that's kind of the vein that we're starting our conversation in today.
Yeah, I'd love to start off by exploring this idea of a six-figure classroom skill, because I think it might actually, like you said, Hillary, help our folks kind of answer like, hey, what type of business should I start? So after observing and participating in the online business space for almost 4+ years at this point, I've lost track. And just kind of being immersed in this world, Hillary and I have started to notice some patterns when it comes to teachers transitioning out of teaching and starting freelance businesses. And most often, the businesses we see that do really well really kind of hinge on or are built upon one of these four classroom skills. So the classroom skills are writing, visual design, organization and strategy, or teaching in and of itself, right? So I'd love to kind of unpack some of these things. But essentially, we've noticed over the years that writing is something you do as a teacher all the time. If you're very like adept at writing, if you like writing, if you like don't stumble for words when you're writing an email or you're writing up a lesson plan or a report or something like that, writing is probably a skill that you have that you can leverage into a six-figure freelance business. In the same vein, visual design and graphic design are also skills that teachers use all the time, and those are wildly underestimated. If you create kind of classroom material, if you're a Canva whiz, if you create slides that are beautiful, if that's something you really enjoy doing, and if that's something you're skilled at, that's also a classroom skill that you're using probably every day, if not every week as a teacher, that you can leverage into a six-figure freelance business. The third classroom skill that we've seen come in handy when it comes to building a successful freelance business is organization and strategy. So if you're a teacher who thrives with the organization piece of being a teacher, I mean, we all know those teacher friends, right? Who are just so organized. They have everything color-coded. They create systems for themselves. They're really skilled at the strategy piece of teaching, which is honestly, a skill that, again, I think is very undervalued and very underappreciated. If you thrive in that world and you love organization and strategy, that is 100% a skill that you can leverage or turn into a six-figure freelance business. And then the last category here that's really meaningful, and we've seen work a lot in the teacher to freelancer transition, is teaching itself. And if you are a teacher who thrives in the teaching space, who loves teaching students, and who just would be like, hey, my world would be 100% amazing if it could just be me and my students, then teaching and your kind of subject matter expertise is 100% a skill that you have that you can leverage into a successful six-figure freelance business.
Yeah. And what I love about these is, so these skills in and of themselves aren't businesses, right? There's lots of different businesses that fall under the umbrella of each of these skills that like you can niche down into and really become an expert in. So I would love to explore kind of what some of the different businesses inside each of these four skill umbrellas that you've just shared with us might look like. So let's start with writing, because you and I are both writers. And I think that we tend to attract a lot of people who are like, I also love writing. Like, let's talk about writing. So first and foremost, I want to say that before I started my six-figure freelance writing business, I really had this notion in my mind that like, writers were starving artists. Like, no one is going to pay you for your words, right? Writing is not a lucrative skill by any means. And I've actually really learned that that is not true at all. Where writing becomes lucrative, though, is pretty specific. I think that where writing is lucrative is really in the marketing world. And so you have to kind of think in those terms if writing is a skill that you want to leverage into a six-figure business. You have to also kind of pair that with some marketing. And for a lot of teachers, this is a totally new realm. I know for both you and me, there was some study that needed to be done at the beginning of starting our businesses to learn about marketing and the psychology of persuasion and different things like that. But using your writing skills in a marketing sense can be really, really lucrative. So of course, copywriting, which is what you and I both do, is a proven six-figure business idea. But copywriting isn't the only business that you can start with writing skills. There are others too. I hesitate to share this one because I think it has a little bit less potential to make a lot of money, but I don't know that because I haven't actually done this business. And what I'm talking about is copy editing or proofreading or things like that. Now, I think there are ways to take editing skills and make them more lucrative. So if you position yourself as a book editor, that can be a really lucrative freelance business if you are connecting with people who are writing books. And it doesn't have to be novels. These can be nonfiction books. A lot of these can be personal development books, thought leadership books, things like that. I think that that can also turn into a pretty lucrative business. Related to that, one business that I've seen that I have a lot of friends who actually do is ghostwriting books for people. And so they partner with people. A lot of these are, again, personal development or thought leadership books that business owners are writing. And a freelancer will use their writing skills to actually ghostwrite and partner with the author to get their book written. And so those are just a few writing businesses that come to mind when I think about this overarching skill that a lot of teachers have that is writing. There are surely others, but these are the three that I have seen most commonly in my years as a copywriter and a business owner kind of existing in these online spaces.
Yeah. And before we move on to another skill here and unpack what businesses you can start with that skill, I'd love to double down with and just kind of echo your point of, hey, I always liked writing. I wasn't sure what I could do with that. Like, we have that starving artist trope when it comes to writing. And a lot of writers I know who love writing default into teaching writing because it's the only way they can kind of like engage with the skill in a way that, you know, is paid. And I got to tell you, as somebody who has two English degrees, like has found so much joy in books and poems and loves like the writing world so much, when I found out and discovered that I could make a really great living, not only writing and like engaging with written communication, but working for myself, my mind was just kind of expanded to a whole new place. Like, I just didn't know that was really possible. So I love this conversation so much. And I love kind of like taking back the power of, if you're somebody who loves writing, there are opportunities for you to make real money in the world. Whereas we're taught that if you love writing, you know, what are you going to do with that? So again, if you're a teacher who loves writing and you use that skill all the time, please know copywriting, copy editing, and ghostwriting businesses are right there at your fingertips, and they can be really lucrative businesses. Just to put a cherry on top here, I have a few friends in particular in the freelance business world who charge multiple five figures for their ghostwriting services, right? One of our friends, in fact, just closed a $25,000 ghostwriting service package. And I also have another friend who ghostwrites, and he charges $50,000 to write books for thought leaders in the business industry. So, I mean, do you start there? Of course not. But both of these folks started their businesses just a few years ago. So the possibilities are endless with a writing skill in the business world.
I actually want to say one more thing about this too, because I was thinking about another friend of ours who, you know, she does love the artistic side of writing and the creative writing and has always wanted to write a book. And when she was teaching, she had zero energy left to write. There was no time left in the day where she wanted to sit down at her laptop and work on her novel. And so she actually leveraged her writing skills in the marketing space. She's a copywriter, and she has written her first draft of her novel since she's done that. And she's spending this year in at least one. She got accepted into a creative writing workshop that's like a week or two long, I think. And so just by the action of using her writing skills to make money and like free up her time and her brain space and her energy and all of these things, it's actually like allowed her to explore her passion for writing in other ways too. So again, like if that is you and teaching is zapping you of your creativity, you can use your writing skills maybe to do writing that doesn't light you up as much as writing a novel does, but it pays the bills and gives you back the energy and the time you need to write your novel. So I just wanted to throw that in there as well. I think that's a really cool thing that a lot of writers in the marketing space do as well.
So the next skill we wanted to explore is the skill of creating graphics or visual designs. This is a skill some teachers have that is wildly undervalued. If you poke around at all on Instagram or you're, you know, like in the online space at all, you will absolutely come across many very successful website designers, or sometimes they do branding work, right, for businesses. So just like writing, what's kind of funny is you can take this skill and put it in the business world, right, in the marketing world, and all of a sudden that skill is wildly lucrative. Creating websites, having that skill to pair colors, fonts, to create brand identities, to create brand collateral, like logos, brochures, slide decks, websites in full, like all of these things businesses need continuously, right? There's no shortage of businesses who are looking to polish their brand identity, to deepen their brand identity, to create one from scratch. So I couldn't encourage you enough, if you love visual design, if you have a knack for Canva, if you really like coming up with visual graphics, you can 1,000,000% leverage that skill to be a really lucrative freelance business by becoming a website designer.
Yep. I also agree. I love this skill so much because I think there's so many directions that you can take it in and strengths that you can lean into. You know, if you find that website design is not your thing, there are so many other options that you can do with animation. You know, brands need animated videos. I know a couple of freelancers in the finance space who offer like video production and video animation and things like that. So there's just lots of opportunity, I think, to expand your design skills and to start a freelance business doing something that you find really fun and enjoyable. Now the next one that we mentioned was, if you have a knack for organization and strategy, again, there are so many different businesses that you can create out of this one skill. And one that comes to mind for me is, well, there's a couple that come to mind for me, but one that really sticks out is creating systems for other people, especially businesses. So, for example, I just hired a systems creator to help me in my business that is going to automate a lot of the processes that happen in my business. So when I get on a call with a potential client and then I send them a proposal and then they accept the proposal and they sign the contract and pay the invoice and fill out an onboarding questionnaire and things like that, there is this whole platform that someone was able to go in and build out these massive automated systems for me so that I wasn't having to do that manually anymore. Would I have the time or the skills to do that myself? Absolutely not. Never in a million years. You could not pay me enough to do that for myself. And I've seen a couple of business owners take these types of systems. They learn a particular platform really, really well, and then they create systems for businesses inside those platforms. And I've seen these types of businesses do multiple six figures. So I think it can be a really lucrative opportunity.
Yeah. And another business that comes to mind, if you're really interested and good at organization and systems, is bookkeeping, right? Mm-hmm. Which is very systematized and you're keeping very clean records and spreadsheets to help businesses have books that make sense and that reflect their kind of profit or their income and their expenses and their profit accurately. So that's another viable freelance business for you if you are very interested and like have that knack for keeping things organized and that is very interesting to you.
Yeah. One other that comes to mind that isn't necessarily an online business, but I have seen a couple of these service providers in my community is home organization, which I really, really love. They go into people's homes and they help them declutter their homes and envision new ways to use their space so that their space feels really good and it feels clean and homey and things like that. And so that's another one. It's not necessarily online, which I think is the bulk of what you and I focus on and the types of businesses that we help people. But there are just lots of ways, I think, to use your organization skills and help people make better use of their time and their space and all of these things.
Yeah. And then this last skill that can be really lucrative in the freelance sense we talked about earlier, which is teaching, right? If teaching lights you up, if that one-on-one connection lights you up, if breaking complex things down to your students lights you up, you can 100% freelance your teaching skills. The way this most commonly kind of manifests in the business world is either by opening a tutoring business where you have private clients, or by transitioning into like a coaching role of sorts where you take a subject or a topic that you're passionate about and you work with maybe not students, but actually adults, right? And in a one-on-one setting where you help them achieve the goals that they're trying to achieve in an area that you're an expert in. Both of these types of businesses have massive potential when it comes to generating revenue and profit. So if that's something that lights you up, please know you can take your teaching expertise and your teaching passion, and you can use that in a business sense to work for yourself instead of for the education system.
Yeah, I love that. Well, this was, just a really quick overview of kind of four main skills that a lot of teachers have. I'm willing to bet that every single one of our listeners is highly proficient in at least one of these areas. And then within those skills, kind of once you figure out what is my top most valuable skill, there's so many different business opportunities within each one. And so if you're struggling to come up with your business idea, I would really encourage you to just explore, do some Googling, connect with some people on LinkedIn or Instagram who are freelancing a skill that you also have or that you would be interested in kind of building on, and just do some exploration. Because I think it can be, it can really be empowering to see how other people are using skills that you already have to get their time back, make a lot more money, and really just kind of enjoy their work more.
I just want to say it is so common for teachers to say to themselves, I can't see how what I do every day in the classroom can translate to a career that I'll love and a lucrative career outside of the classroom. And this is kind of the nuance of it all, is just being able to identify what you do on a daily basis that you could do in a different setting to either earn more money, to replace or exceed your current teaching income, and to give yourself kind of more time, freedom away from work so you can really change the way that work shows up for you in your life. So this is kind of what we want to help y'all do, is identify the skills you're using every day that you could leverage and turn into a successful six-figure freelance business. Just to kind of, you know, do a little recap, the ones we just talked about were writing, visual design, organization and systems, or teaching in and of itself. So if one of those things lights you up, please know you are sitting in a six-figure freelance business, and I'm really excited for you to explore what that could look like. Thank you so much to everybody who tuned in to listen to this episode, and we'll catch you on the next episode of Teachers Make the Leap.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of Teachers Make the Leap. If you're excited to start your own online business so you can work from anywhere, make your own schedule, and skyrocket your earning potential, follow us on Instagram at Teachers Make the Leap, where you can download our free mini course, From Teacher to Online Business Owner.
We can't wait to help you make the leap from teacher to thriving business owner. If you liked what you heard today, subscribe to the show on your favorite listening app and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. We'll see you back here next week.